CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives. You just got done hearing another part of the interview that I did with Ed Hockuley from Pittsburgh, who are going to be playing at Turbo House coming up here on the 29th. So you should definitely go see them. Big thanks to them for taking the time to chat with me. And yeah, and if you want to check them out, go to Ed Hockuley High School, school with a K in it, on Instagram. That's the best place that you can follow them. So keep it locked. Grade A Explosive, CJLO 1690 AM. More CJLO programming coming up after this, and an Ed Hockuley track off of Higherlander.
You guys are a band that is seasoned. You've done a bunch of records. The new record is, oh boy, it's good. It's really good. You've worked with, you know, Dave Nunez from Torch. One of you runs a DIY venue. What's the worst musical instrument?
The worst
clarinet. Musical instrument?
That clarinet. Was quick. That's very quick. Normally it's like...
Dave answered it.
I shouldn't say that. My aunt used to play clarinet, so
I started on clarinet. Well, I started on piano and clarinet, and I actually started relearning it slowly because there's one new Ed Hockuley song that we haven't even recorded or anything that I'm like, I think I'm gonna play clarinet on one of these parts.
Are you for real?
I'm not even joking. You're not even privy to this because
I don't even know.
Funny because hate the song anyways.
This is funny because normally after I say that, the next thing I'll say is, well, I look forward to when whatever that instrument is on the next album, and that actually
well, it's gonna be on it. It's gonna be on it. I just have to relearn clarinet.
I saw an interview and I thought this is interesting. When I first heard it, I was like, that's sort of funny, but then I thought that's really interesting. Do you guys still use hand signals in order to signal what song's going on?
Yes,
we do.
That's fascinating. And so do you guys have an idea of what you're going to play and you just kind of use it to go into them, or is it like you're just planning the whole set out on stage for
nowadays, like last couple of years we talk about a set before, but back in the day we just like went into it because we didn't give a shit. We were like we all have hand signals, plus like back in the day we used full stacks and like I had 2 A10s and like we just were like absurdly loud, so we couldn't hear each other anyways, so we would just use hand signals like, what are we going to play? Oh, let's do Cool Dog, or let's do Capitalist, or you know, whatever. And but we still have hand signals for every single song just in case that happens. And actually a couple of our friends from Austin got the Hang Real Hard, Answer to No One, like kind of like just like, you know, hang loose kind of sign, but that we used for Cool Dog. And so that was cool. That's cool that they did that. But yeah, we still, I don't know. I think it's a silly idea and it's funny to think about. All our song titles are just absurd and have nothing to do with the song, but like it's cool to just come up with like a hand signal for it.
Yeah, I you're the only band that I can think of that has, I mean publicly I found, that has said that, so I think that's super interesting as a quick communique between people.
Mm-hmm. No set lists.
Yeah, we don't want to waste paper, you know.
An environmentally conscious band.
Yeah, we try to, you know. Call me an old-fashioned hippie, but I still wear flip-flops. We all play hacky sack when we can.
That's true.
You guys are going to be at Turbo House on the 29th. You're going to be playing with Typeface and Mulch. And, I mean, I love Turbo House, and it's one of the last things we got here. So
yeah, I'm really stoked. We played there a long time ago before Dave Barney joined the band. That place is really cool, but I know that they did like some renovations. I've like seen some pictures. I'm like, wow, yeah, look, Sergio is like doing like a whole like makeover kind of thing. So I'm really, really excited to play there. We're always really excited to be Montreal. Montreal is like one of our favorite places. It's beautiful there. We always have good shows. We have a lot of friends up there. So we're really stoked. But I've heard about, you know, bands we're playing with too. And I'm stoked about that too.
Do you have anything kind of special plan for this tour that you guys are going to break out? Is there going to be a clarinet solo during
not this time around. Maybe like hopefully next time though. So I think historically back in the day, Ed Hockuley, when we go a tour, we would be like go out for 60 days and just do the whole U.S. and some Canada and Mexico all in one kind of swoop. But we sectioned it off for a lot of reasons, and I think this is the great way to do it. But we did that 40-day tour earlier, and we did the Midwest and West Coast and Mexico, and now we're going to do 2 weeks up in, like, East Coast, Canada, and then we're going to do 2 weeks in December down in Florida and the South. But, I mean, like, we're just hitting the spots that we haven't now with our new record, and it's still, like, a celebration for us to come to these spots that we haven't been into in a minute. And I just got in the mail our second pressing because we got rid of 500 in a couple months. And that's a really cool feeling. So we got the second pressing in the mail last week. So, you know, we have more records and we're really stoked about that. But everything's special all the time on tour because, I mean, for us, we happen to luckily be in a band with our best friends too. So, like, every day is just hilarious and ridiculous. And even, like, you know, when a wrench is in the spokes, like the way that we, you know, we battle and like battle a situation, we're all like problem solvers. So, like, you know, we're ready to like face anything too. But I mean, for us, it's like getting to hang, getting to riff, getting to like see all of our homies, all of our really good friends that are all like all around the country. Like I mentioned Chris from 1994 earlier. Chris lives in Maine now, and he's like one of my best friends in the whole world. I've known him forever. So I'm like, so excited to see him. And our friend Ben Johnson, who we used to be in bands with too back in the day, he also lives up there. So the excitement and like the celebration and like something special is also, we're all selfish and it's for us, you know, kind of thing. We get to go and hang out with our friends and have a good time and see the beautiful parts of the country. So I mean, that's how I feel, man. It's like it's awesome. I'm so stoked.
And I guess let me end this off with a truly Montreal question. Since you said you love playing here and played here before, do you have a go-to poutine place you're looking to hit up while you're here?
Garrett does. I don't know about you, Dave.
No, honestly, you know what I would do is most of the times that I was in Montreal, I'd play at Catacombs, and there's like a really Swedish pizza place.
Yeah.
It's not really Swedish, but right next door.
No, it is. It is.
I get the poutine pizza, dude.
Oh man, yeah, that's
because that's nowhere else. I was like, there's gravy and cheese curds and French fries on this pizza, and there's mayonnaise in a bottle. I was like, I'm just gonna do something really terrible, and that was what it was. And so after I would do that, I'm just like, no more poutine, please, because I screwed myself on that.
You know, I ate poutine maybe like when I was a kid, but I'm lactose intolerant and have a gluten intolerance too. So that doesn't mean that I won't cheat and just like pay for it by using a whole roll of toilet paper about a couple hours later. But like, you know, if things are worth it, which on our last tour, me and Dave Arney went pretty hard on some things. We're like, well, I'm just going to eat this cheese and this bread because it's good, you know. But Garrett always has a spot that he goes to. I think maybe two. I usually just eat bananas and hang out.
I'll give you a hot tip. There is a vegan, non-dairy poutines that are here in the city that you could get.
Okay. I'd be down to try it. Actually, you know what, though? While we're talking on that real quick, the last time we played Turbo House, we did sound check and we had a little bit of time to kill. And we were told there's like a pretty decent taco spot, like right down the street. And I don't know what it was called. I don't know if it's still open. It was some of the best tacos we've ever had, like straight up. And I, like me and Garrett, and we went to get them, and we're like, what the fuck? This is crazy. Like, and they were cheap and they were delicious. Everybody that worked there was super hella nice. And I was like, when I was thinking about the overplaying Turbo House, I want to see if like maybe that taco spot's around. But if there's a vegan-esque like poutine spot, like I definitely want to try that too.
Jack